Es kann sagen, dass ich bei Chesu Shag, wenn ich mich sage, dass ich nicht nun dalet. Die Gemara hat said, der Meir penalizes the Shoyge as a Gzer for the case of Meizu when dealing with Allah Adirabon. For the Gemara, Bryce says, if a person ate Truman B'Shoyge, he has to repay the Kayan with produce of Tar Chulin. What would be if he paid with Tomei Chulin? So much the Neir Meir says, if it was paid this way, B'Shoyge is considered to have fulfilled his repayment obligation. If it was done by Meizu, he has not. The Chum say, in either case, is considered as a valid repayment, but we make him pay again with Tar Chulin as a penalty. Rav Acha, the son of Rav Yika, explained that Machloikas and the Bryce, that Neir Meir holds, we do not penalize the Shoyge as a Gzer for the Meizu, and the Chum hold that we do. But this contradicts what we said earlier about Meir. Morris says, in the early case of Meir, the person who did the damage was not trying to do something righteous, therefore we penalize him. In this case, the person was attempting to pay back for his inadvertent action, which is what he's supposed to do, so we will not penalize him for doing so. Frech, the Bryce says, if blood of a carbon came to me, the carbon offered on the Mizbeach, if it was offered, B'shoyge, the carbon is considered to be valid. If it was done Meir, it's not valid. This is presumably due to the penalty of the Rabbanon. We see that we do not penalize the Shoygig as a Gzer for the Meir. Meir would say, the carbon is trying to do the proper thing and offer a carbon, therefore we do not penalize him for doing so. Fakim, our mission says, if someone separates mice around Shabbos, which is also due to Rabbanon, if it was done b'shoyegig, the remaining produce may be eaten on Shabbos. If it was done mazid, it may not be eaten. We see that we do not penalize the shoyegig as a gzera for the mazid. The Gemara says, the person is trying to do the proper thing, give mice, we will not penalize him from doing so. Fakim, our mission says, if someone toils a keli on Shabbos, which is also due to Rabbanon, if it was done b'shoyegig, he may use the keli on Shabbos. If it was done b'mazid, he may not. We see that we don't penalize shoyegig to mazid. And Fakim, again, the Gemara says, this person is trying to do the proper thing and Tavila Kaili, therefore we will not penalize him for doing so. Fact number is a contradiction between Rabbi Yehuda Shita brought down previously that the Rabbanon did not penalize a Shoyeg Atu Amazed by a Rabbanon, and Rabbi Yehuda Shita and Rabbi Yehuda Shita says if nuts of Arla fell into Mutter nuts, and the nuts were then smashed, which the Rabbanon is the only way that they become butler if there's 200 times as much Mutter as there is Aser. So Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda say that whether they were smashed B'Shoyeg or B'Mazed, nuts are Aser. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon say that if it was done B'Shoyeg, it's Mutter, if it was done B'Mazed, it's Aser. We see Rabbi Yehuda penalizes in the case of Shoyeg as a Gzeir for the case of Mazed, even though it's Rabbanon. But I said the reason he penalizes in that case is because he's concerned if we allow Shoyeg, people will smash them nuts B'Mazed and claim that they've done so B'Shoyeg. However, in all of the cases where this concern does not exist, he does not penalize the Shoyeg to Mazed by a Rabbanon. Jacob Mishnah says that one may not pick grapes from a vine of Arlo or climb that became mixed in the mutter vines, because doing so would cause them to become bottle. If one did pick them, if it was done by Shoygig, it would become bottle if there are 200 times as much as of the permitted vines. If it was done by Maze, it remains also. Rabbi Yossi said, even if it was done by Maze, it will become bottle. We see that in this Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi does not even penalize the Maze, which is different than he said in the last Brysa. Everything where we have learned, the Brysa said, I'm sorry, we have learned that Rava said that it's very uncommon for such a mix-up to occur. That's why Rabbi Yehuda did not penalize in this unusual case. Rava, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, said this as well. Zak the Mishnah, if a Kohen made a carbon become piggle through his improper thoughts, it was done b'mezid, he'd be chayiv to pay for the carbon. Brisa says, if a person tells someone that the taharis that I was working on for you are tameh, or if a Kohen tells someone the carbon that I was offering for you is piggle, he's believed. However, if he says the taharis that I was working on you for back on a particular day, or the Kohen says the carbon I was offering for you back on a particular day is no good, then he's not believed. What's the difference between the cases that yield different results? Abaye said in the first cases, since he has the power now to make a tummy or to make a pickle, he's believed. In the second set of cases, since he no longer has the ability to make a tummy or to make a pickle, he's not believed. So Rava said a different thing. Rava said the reason he's not believed in the second case is because it's discussing where the people had met earlier and no mention was made of the taharis becoming tummy or the carbon becoming pickle. It was only said at a later meeting that the issue was brought up. So Ibazai, he's not believed since he did not bring it up at the first encounter that they had. Zakhmar of Maisa, a person once told his friend the taharis that I had worked on you on a particular day are tummy. Rav Ami said the person is not believed. Rav Asi said, although you say he is not believed, Rav Yechon, name of Yaisi said, I must believe him because the Torah believes him in this case. Zakhmar, what do you find? The Torah believed him. So Rabbi Yitzchak by Risna said, we see this from the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, who offers the carbon with no one else in the Oyel Moed, and yet he's believed to come out and say that the carbon became pigle, although he can no longer make the carbon pigle at that time. Maybe we'd only believe him when someone was able to overhear him making the statements of pigle. The Maharal said that wouldn't be make a pigle because it would be impossible to verify that the statement was made during the offering of the carbon and not afterwards. Therefore, it must be that it becomes pigle solely because we believe him. Maybe the case is that they saw him through a tiny opening and knew that it was said during the offering of the carbon. Zakmar Kasha. Zakt Gemara Maisa, a Sefer once went to Rav Ami and told him to say, for Torah that I wrote for Pliny is not valid because I didn't write the names of Hashem with proper intent. Rav Ami asked him, who's in possession of the Sefer Torah right now? He said, the purchaser had the Sefer Torah. Rav Ami told him, you're believed regarding your wages because you say you didn't write a valid Sefer Torah, so you don't deserve to get paid, but you're not believed to make the Sefer Torah puzzle. Rav Yirmi asked Rav Ami, he should lose his wages that he got for the writings of the name of Hashem, but he should not lose his wages for having written the rest of the Sefer Torah. Rav Ami said, such a Sefer Torah is worthless because it cannot be repaired, and therefore he loses all of his wages. In fact, should we say that Rav Ami does not agree with Rabbi Yehuda, who said that if a name of Hashem was written without proper intent, it can be traced over with proper intent and become valid. The Gemara says even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that that can be done when it's one place in the Torah, but not when it's every single Shem Hashem that was written puzzle in the Sefer Torah, because it would take away from the beauty of the Torah. Another Sefer once went to Rabbi Vo and said the Sefer Torah I wrote for Pliny is not valid because I didn't work out the parchment with proper intent, like the Halacha says you have to do. Rabbi Vo asked him, who's in possession of the Sefer Torah now? He said the purchaser had the Sefer Torah. Rabbi Vo told him, since you're believed regarding your wages, you're also believed to make the Sefer Torah puzzle. In fact, why is the result in this case different than the last? And for the Gemara in the last case, it may be that the Sefer Torah, that the Sefer thought he was only going to lose a small amount of his wages, like a Yirmiyahu thought to say, and therefore he was willing to give up that small amount to cause anguish to the purchaser. However, in the case of Rav Ahu, he is admittedly going to lose his full wages. He knows that. Rav Azai, it must be what he's saying, therefore is the truth, and we believe him that what he's saying is the truth.